I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. Mao Zedong led the revolutionary army that established the People's Republic of China in 1949. Mao led Communist China until he died in 1976. Today, governments in two countries that border on China face rebels following in his name. India's Maoist rebellion goes back almost 40 years. The conflict has intensified. Rebels are now active in areas of southern, eastern, and central India. Prime Minister Manmohan Singh recently described it as the biggest threat to internal security since independence. More than 6,000 people have been killed in violence between rebels and government forces in the last 20 years. The Maoists say they are fighting for the poor and unemployed against wealthy farmers and landowners. Government officials in New Delhi are urging state governments to form local resistance groups. Human rights activists have criticized some of the measures being taken to deal with the rebellion. At the same time, the Indian government has been working to return democratic rule across the border in Nepal. Nepal is a small country surrounded by India and China. Rebels have been trying to overthrow the government of Nepal for 10 years. At least 11,000 people have been killed. The rebels are now cooperating with 7 political parties supporting a democracy movement. King Gyanendra seized full control of the government in February of last year. The opposition alliance organized protests that began earlier this month and resulted in deadly clashes with security forces. Almost 3 weeks of demonstrations ended with a victory Monday for the opposition. King Gyanendra announced that Parliament would meet for the first time in 4 years. He was, in effect, returning power to elected political leaders. At first, the rebels rejected the king's move. They said it was a trick to let him hold on to power. But on Thursday, Prachanda, the Maoist rebel leader, announced a 3-month ceasefire. And King Gyanendra named an 84-year-old politician, Girija Prasad Koirala, as the new prime minister. Mr. Koirala was too sick to attend the opening of parliament on Friday, but in a written statement, he proposed a ceasefire, talks with the rebels, and elections for a special assembly to rewrite Nepal's constitution. Parliament prepared for debate on Sunday. And American Assistant Secretary of State Richard Boucher prepared to visit Nepal next week. He says the United States might renew military aid if the army accepts a full return to democracy. Mr. Boucher says the political parties should decide on the king's future relationship with the government. And he says the United States would like to see the Maoists stop the violence and play a part in governing Nepal. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Nancy Steinbach. Read and listen to our reports at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Embers.